Hello and welcome to the very first podcast from Keithne's Craft Collective. Today I'll be telling you who I am and what I'm all about. I will be giving a very short essay on being yourself. I will also tell you what I'm crafting this week. So come in for a blether and I'll tell you what a crack is this week. My name is Louise and I hail from Caithness, Scotland. Caithness is at the very north of the Scottish Highlands in the United Kingdom. It is very flat, we don't have many trees, we've got a lot of wind. But it's a very beautiful spot of the world, and if I look at my window I can see Orkney and the Old Man of Hoy. So I live in a wonderful place of the world. I grew up here. And then I left when I was 18. I went to Edinburgh to university and I travelled about a bit. I lived in Glasgow, Stirling and Oban, and I moved back here when my first child was born 4 years ago. My friends thought I was selling clothes pegs around the doors and had run out of space. I have another bairn and she's 18 months and I am a very happy housewife. We have a business, our own business, and my husband is the main dude in that, and I kind of do the books, so it looks after me, I have to say. I'm very happy being a housewife. So, that's the Keithness bit, so on to the craft bit. I mainly knit, crochet, and do textile arts. I also like quilting, embroidery, beading, cross-stitching, needle felting, painting, watercolouring, acrylic, which I find quite hard to say, and I like to make cards. And they're generally in that order of enjoyment and time spent on them. I did learn to knit as a small child, taught by my mother, and she was very good. My grandmother didn't knit until she was well into her 80s, and we sat and knitted long, long scarves. But my mother did knit, and I have a Garfield jumper to prove it when I was a young child. He had whiskers, it was brilliant. And also she's dressmakes, and she is the quilting influence. She goes to Keithness Quilters, www.keithnessquilters.com. Wonderful group of people. If anybody is interested, they meet twice a month in the Pulteney Town Parish Church in Wick, generally on a Tuesday or a workshop on a Saturday. It's all about me. I didn't do art at school generally. I was interested in some artistic things, but it was never more than the Blue Peter cutting and pasting type of things. But when I went to university, the halls of residence, somebody was, a young girl was cross-stitching a Garfield picture. And it kind of snowballed from there. Because I was in Edinburgh, I had access to some wonderful shops to feed this new fetish of mine. Now, have you ever been into Jenner's department store? That and John Lewis. I used to spend a lot of time and money in them. And Jenner's is beautiful. They had a lovely wooden floor and I used to clip, clip, clip into it and think, woohoo! Because they had wool and all the cross-stitching you could ever want. They also had ribbon embroidery, beads, and lots more arty crafty stuff. And as time went on, I started to make cards. And back to the knitting. Now, my niece was born in 1998, and all good aunties, I wanted to knit something. So I bought wool, needles, and a pattern, but having only made squares or scarves before, I failed miserably. And commissioned a friend's granny, and it was very beautiful that she made, and I wished that I could do it, but it didn't occur to me to buy a book on how to knit. At the time it wasn't particularly trendy, not that I'm trendy, and I wasn't in a library at the time, and it was before the internet for me, so I was too far away from my mum, so I just didn't have the confidence basically, so it got forgotten until I was given a scarf knitted in Wendy novelty yarn in 2005, so there's a bit of a gap there, and in the meantime I was making cards left, right and centre. I'd sort of stopped the cross stitching a wee bit. Now, I thought she had bought this scarf, and I was quite confused because her handmade card, which was beautiful, had the wool from the scarf wrapped around it. I thought it was really weird how she had managed to unravel a bought scarf. And I kept looking at it, but she never mentioned anything. And by the by, we were talking about what we've been up to craft-wise, and I mentioned knitting, because my nephew was on his way by this time, and I wanted to be a good auntie and knit him something. And my friend said that she had knitted the scarf. Oh, and that was me, I was in. So, straight down, shop the next day, some blue novelty wool, which is not a good idea when you're learning to knit again. Don't do it. Get some plain wool and nice big needles if you're going to do it. I think everybody says this. Nobody listens. But we do like to say it. So I dutifully made this scarf, and I've still got it. And I also made a jumper and hat set for my nephew, and then I started all my own baby stuff. I never made the jumper in the end. I ran out of time, as you do. I have the hat, and currently my daughter is wearing it. It's from Baby Bliss, little baby book from beginners. So I like little projects for knitting. I don't either have the confidence or the patience for great big projects, unless they are on massive great big needles and don't take too much time. So children's items are currently my thing. I have other crafts which I flit into, and I will discuss them as time goes on. But I do find that crafting, it's a bit like gardening. It doesn't matter how good you are, there is so much more to learn, and also to stretch yourself. And I quite like the stretching yourself part, the challenging. So, are you still awake out there? Now, I'm afraid sometimes I go off topic and come back. We call it the Billy Connolly effect, because he's brilliant at it. He'll roll on to a different topic 3 or 4 times and you forget where he was, and then bang, he'll come back to you with a punchline. Mines won't always have a punchline, but I will try and come back to the starting point. So, bear with me, we'll see where this journey takes us. So, on to my collective. It starts with me, and also we have my mum, we have Caithness Textile Artists, and we have my Vimto Craft Club. My mum is a wonderful, wonderful sewer, and happy Mother's Day today, Mum. I did make her a card, I'm quite pleased to say, and she said thank you. I'm afraid I didn't make her breakfast in bed because she lives a wee bit too far away for that. But Mother is a quilter, and she knits, she can embroider, she makes cards, and she had a wonderful pair of hands. On to the textile artists. I started with Caithness Textile Artists back in April last year. They are an offshoot of Caithness Quilters, and they generally go beyond the basic quilting, which is luckily for me because, well, my quilting currently sucks. I like embroidering, cutting, pasting, I like the feel of material, I like painting, dyeing it, destroying it, but I am not a neat and measured sewer. Now, this is a hurdle I am seriously trying to climb over. I am getting a rotary cutter and a mat and a big ruler for my birthday, so as long as I actually use it, it will help enormously. Now, our current project is detailed on the blog, but I will sort of take you through it just now. Way back in November, we decided instead of doing another round robin, where somebody started something, pass it on, do something to it, pass it on, we would do a project ourselves, and we would choose words out of a hat. So everybody thought up words, and we had a list as long as your arm, and the first one was shadow. And it goes on for January, shadow, February, passion, then wind, then colour, then texture, then reflection, and then abstract. Yeah, that's what we all thought. So just because it wasn't complicated enough, we added extra stuff to it. So for shadow, we had to use tweed material, and then it had to be slashed as the technique, and also, not finished yet, it had to be heated. As in, use your heat gun or, I don't know, blast it with a hairdryer. But I use my heat gun. And passion is applique in 3D with shears material. That's like organza. Wind is hand embroidered luchador, which is a type of material, and it has to be needle felted. Colour is discharged and velvet. And discharge is like sort of take out the colour, like bleach it. Texture is to be manipulated and pleated, Reflection has to be painted and beaded. Abstract has to be machine embroidered and crocheted. So after we all picked ourselves off the floor, we all on earth, somebody suggested then, well, try not to buy anything, because I'm sure everybody's got something in the house. It could also, somebody said, well, what about having it all in one colour as a theme? And then somebody suggested, well, why don't you do like a kind of theme? And I was thinking, oh, I don't know, I'll let this sit on me for a while. So one day I was out walking, I thought shadow, and the sun was out, as it sometimes is, and there was a shadow in front of me, and I thought, oh, I quite like that, how can I incorporate that into Tweed? No idea. But then when I came back up to my house, we have a wind turbine, and the shadow was on the lawn, and I thought, there we go, aha. So I've actually gone for an all-in-one encompass project of my house and garden and surrounding area, which is from Dunnet Head over to Orkney and back over to the Castle of May. I can see that out of my garden, sorry, from my window. So I bought a big canvas from Liddell's and painted it with acrylic paints, and I am currently working through all these months to adhere to it. I also bought a hot glue gun from Liddell's one day, so it will all be hot glue gunned to the canvas. I had considered stretching a piece of material over, but I decided not to. So yeah, there's quite a lot to that. We've learned so many techniques in Caithness Textile Artists. I've learned needle felting. I've gone back to actual felting. I also learned dyeing of wool and carding of wool. Not spinning, but it's quite good because it encompasses something that knitters do or knitters are interested in. And it ties it in as well. It's not actually, nobody particularly knits in Textile Artists, but because it's a textile, therefore we can use it, and I can if I want to. So that's quite good. We have also done, on Monday, we painted cellophane, as in the stuff that you wrap your flowers in from the florist, and then we heated it up with an iron so it sort of bubbled. And on Monday, we shall see the results of what everybody's done. Some of them used a heat gun and it raised and gave a sort of mountainous effect, and it was quite interesting. I left mine clear because I'd forgotten my paint. I could have borrowed it, but I was actually embroidering, so I was quite happy. And I'm going to put my cellophane onto my project and use a bit for the bubbles of the sea. So that is the collective. I did ramble on a bit about what we did there, but there's so much to talk about, and it is very exciting to me. And then Vimto group. Now, it's not, we don't just sit and drink Vimto. We started one night at my friend's house, who had just rearranged her house. We put her craft stuff downstairs, and I said, are we having craft night then? And she went, well, why not? So as I ran away from the house, 7 o'clock one night, when the bairns were in bed and the husband was looking after them, I grabbed my mum and we went to Sarah's house. So it was really good. It's basically just some mothers getting together when the bairns are in bed and have a bit of a blether, and we either do new crafts all together, somebody learns us all a craft, or we make cards. If we need to make a card, it's just take along as you want. So we have dyed wool, and I've shown them how to do needle felting. We've made a lot of cards, and we've done knitting, we've done crocheting, just basically stuff that we're interested in. And the first night we were offered Vimto, and funnily enough, most of us said, that sounds nice, I haven't had Vimto in a long time. This is nice, let's all call it the Vimto Club. And yeah, it was my idea, so anyway. Oh, and we did Fimo as well, so we've now all got Vimto Fimoed badges, which are the coolest thing ever. But I do feel like I'm 9 and back in the guides. Would you be 9? Would you not be a bit older? I can't remember. Anyway, so that is the Vimto group, and that is my collective. Okay, so my wee blether. A blether is when somebody talks. Yes, I get called a blether. I never shut up most of the time. So I want to talk about being yourself. Now, being yourself isn't easy sometimes. A sense of being at ease with yourself does not always come easy to everyone, and one person's self-conscious levels can be quite deceptive. Now, I greatly admire one of the mother's dress sense at nursery, as she always looks stylish, even on a Caithness windy day, when I generally look like I've been dragged out the hedge backwards with my the wind-blown hair and a hat on. But I finally plucked up the courage to tell her I loved her dress sense, only to be completely confused that she dismissed it and said that she loved the style of somebody else, who I actually love the style of too. But it just goes to show you. So I find this with crafting, like knitting in particular, can be seen as an old wifey's pastime. But then, well, I'm not very trendy. I never have been, and I think my time has passed to be trendy. But my husband has enormous self-worth, and I admire that greatly. Now, have you ever had anyone ask you, why are you doing that? Why don't you do it this way? Like the Harry Enfield character, you don't want to do it like this, you want to do it like that. Apologies for my very bad accent there. And then you go and apologise, and you're actually enjoying yourself. You apologise for enjoying yourself, and you explain yourself away. I mean, how dare you? How stupid of you? And sometimes a simple, well, why do you ask, helps. But not often, because I am should suffice. Now, be yourself. If you enjoy it, do it. Obviously, as long as it's not harming others. Don't explain or apologise, and have the guts to do so. Most of the time, people are curious, and they want to open a conversation somehow, but some people are just plain rude, and then they're your because I am answers. And smile when you see it too, because that will drive them insane. If you've ever said to somebody, oh, I like your new boots or your new coat, and they say, oh, it's just out the cupboard, when really they should just say thank you, because there's no reason to explain yourself away. So just be yourself and enjoy who you are, and you shouldn't apologise for it, especially when you're knitting or you're crafting. Okay, it's not quite as Hoxton handmade as I would like, but it's my first time, so I'm being myself. So what I'm crafting this week was, at Vimto Club, we were knitting and we made bath bombs, and basically at the same time. The bath bombs are going to come out very, very orange, because the essential oil that went into them got more and more and more because we couldn't smell it, and as soon as we added the water, the whole house turned orange. But oh, they'll be beautiful when they're in. So we're basically going to throw them at our friend who is lambing just now. The lambs are popping out left, right and centre, and very cute they are too. So she needs the smell of orange rather than lamb. I also made Mother's Day card, and I have to make thank you cards for my boys' birthday presents. They're slightly overdue. I should be doing them now. I had forgotten. I'm glad I've read this. Now, knitting. I am currently knitting a Debbie Bliss dress with eyelets from the Baby Knits for Beginners pattern. Baby Knits for Beginners book. It is a pattern. And I am using Sirdar Baby Bamboo in a pink colour. I've done the back. I got really stuck on the eyelet row for some bizarre reason, because I know how to yarn forward and pass slip stitch over, etc. But for some reason, it wouldn't work out. So I asked my mum. Yeah, I know. She's great. She doesn't mind. Sometimes she'll do it for you too, but I think she's sussed out that I know that. Hopefully she's not listening to this now, because my secret has just been given away. So I started the second half on the front, and I'm madly knitting because it's sized 18 months, and my daughter is just about to turn 18 months in a few days before she grows out of it. I am also knitting a plastic bag made from plastic bags. Now, Superdrug in the United Kingdom, which is a drugstore or a chemist, they sell shampoo and all sorts of nice things. They have the most cerise pink bags you could possibly think of, and all it says in white is Superdrug. So you have got this beautiful colour. And when I was at Textile Artist, we were gifted some material from somebody who was throwing it out. I love people that don't throw things out but give them to me when they are lovely material. So I pounced on this pink plastic bag thinking, material that's pink, I love that. And it was a plastic bag, and went, oh, alright, okay. So then somebody says, well, why don't you make something with that? Well, there you go, that's a challenge. That's the kind of textile artists we are. So somebody in the group had me knitted a plastic bag. And basically you get the bag and you cut it into one long continuous strip. I start at the bottom and I've got these great titanium scissors, and they just make a great cut through it. And started knitting. I've got 8 millimetres very easily. We can add that to the list, there's a few of these. And it's circular needles, and I've got 100 stitches on, and I'm basically going to, yeah, I know 100 stitches was quite a lot, but I didn't know, I wasn't counting, and I just thought, oh, it looks long enough. And I'm going to do a rectangle, sew up the sides, and or do a gusset, and do a long strip for the handle. And it's a beautiful pink. Have I mentioned the pink? And also, I have just finished a Betty bonnet and Addie mittens from last month's Let's Knit magazine. This came with the free gift of variegated green and yellow and white wool, which was acrylic yarn. And it's bright green and bright yellow, and they've turned out very well. I'm not so convinced that I had the pattern right in the Betty bonnet because I was running out of wool, but the mittens were adorable, very quick to knit up, and these will do well for all the babies that are being born in Caithness and beyond just now. So that is what I have been up to this week. So I would say that's enough rambling from me this week. Now, I hope to load this up and podcast about once a fortnight and see how where this takes me. I also hope to figure it all out. I've got written down, dinna hold your breath with that bit though. Can you tell I'm reading some of this out? However, once I get over my IT stupidity, you will notice the difference. I have no music on this, and I have actually downloaded some music from a podcast safe and... But because I'm a bit not good at the editing part, I don't know how to put it on yet. And I don't want to break it. So we'll see how we go. So you can comment on the blog, or you can email me at caithnesscraftcollective@googlemail.com. You can find me on Ravelry, but I'm under my actual name, which is Louise J. Hunt. And my dog's picture will show you that it's me. And so I will say, until the next time, thank you for listening to my blethering. Keep on crafting.